Hello and welcome back to Opalization. This is your host, Brittany Rochelle. I have not done an episode since October. Oh my goodness. And so much has happened since then. So, in this episode tonight, I am going to be talking about what it's like to be a Montana girl living in Miami, also dating life here, and also learning how to value myself. I came from a background where women are meant to be submissive. So I may have discussed this on a previous episode, but I'm not sure. I'm going to bring up the fact that my dad is a pastor. And yes, I did talk about this, but I'm going to refresh your memory. So yeah, my dad is a pastor. He's very much believes in the woman being submissive. And that Bringing like being raised like that makes you not prioritize and not value yourself. So I have had to unlearn so many things since I've been here, and I've learned that through different dating situations and meeting certain people here and observing the culture here, observing the women here, observing the men here. So absorbing everything that I possibly can to become my best self, to become someone who truly values herself. So, all right, here's something that I mentioned to my sisters, my family today, was that I'm so incredibly grateful for the way that I was raised, in the fact that I got to run around wild and free as a child, running in lakes and rivers and ponds and streams and you guys know my obsession with water. It started at a very young age. We didn't have very much supervision when I was growing up, and I think that has made me even more strong and better suited to be as brave and powerful as I am, because when you're young like that, it forces you to have to be responsible for yourself, to be responsible for your sibling, and to be cautious of yourself. And I think that unfortunately, the way some kids are raised these days, they don't have that opportunity anymore like I did when I was a child. So, and I have experience in so many different climates of weather. I've also traveled the world, so that's helped me become more powerful as well. But I feel like a very rare unicorn here in Miami because I haven't met one person yet that lives here that's from Montana. It's not somewhere that Montana people want to come to live, but I think that moving out of your hometown, moving out of your home state, doing something completely different that you have been raised to grow up in expands your soul and and helps you grow exponentially as a person and as a being. So yeah, Miami has been a challenge, and I will tell you that the first year was a struggle. It was a struggle because I don't want to be a nurse anymore. Like, I did my time with the hospital. I learned everything that I needed to learn from the hospital, and I needed that experience about the human body, learning about the human body, learning about hydration, minerals, health, etc. to propel me into taking care of the planet on a wider scale, on a collective pattern, essentially. So I've been working in jobs, in service industry jobs, and a lot of people ask me all the time, "Oh yeah, why don't you just be a nurse?" And I don't want to. And it's so hard for some people to understand that I don't want to be a nurse anymore, because it's like, why would you spend all that time and effort if you aren't going to be a nurse anymore? And it's like, I don't want to be around people anymore that don't take any accountability for their health. Like, that's so draining and exhausting to me, because when you do try to tell somebody, "Oh, hey, maybe you should change your diet. You should try to exercise more. You should change the way that you think." People don't want to hear that, and you're not even allowed to say that anyway, so why even bother? according to my higher purpose, my Gene Keys profile, which I might have discussed Gene Keys, but it's basically a way to tap you into your higher self. It says that if I'm working in an environment where my spirit doesn't have room to be free, my life force energy is going to be completely drained. And I'm just going to be feeling left drained all the time. So I don't want to do that. I don't want to be around people that are closed-minded, that don't take care of their health, that live in the mindset that they should be just using the pharmaceutical industry. A lot of people are lazy and they don't want to take accountability for their health. So I don't want to be around that, because you absorb energy from everybody that you're around. I want to be around people that are wealthy and cultured and free-minded. And that is what I found working as a bartender, working as a server in hotels. And I still get to live in my purpose every single day, because when I'm working there, I get to teach people about holistic health. And I get to give fruit back to the earth. I get to give minerals back to the earth. So no matter what I'm doing, I'm still in my purpose, which is to be in service to others. So anyways, there's part one of this episode. Let's move into the next part of the dating life here. So dating life here is very interesting, right? So there's a lot of like the sugar daddy thing going on here. There's a lot of just the toxic hookup culture here. There's obviously normal dating people here as well, but it's not as much like, you don't see this like sugar daddy toxic hookup culture as much in Montana as you would in Miami. And people are not as sexually open in Montana as they are in Miami. So, you know, it's good and bad, and I've learned a lot. So, for a while, for like the last 9 months, I was off and on with this man who is older than me. And I went on this famous podcast in Miami, and I did discuss some of our relationship on there, and I always feel bad discussing it on a public setting, but it actually helps me heal from it when I talk about it, and it helps me to confirm that I'm not going to keep going back to a toxic situation. So I'm just reminding myself, I'm healing myself as I talk, and I'm sharing my experience with you guys, because I think it's really important that we share experiences with one another, because anything that we share can be insightful to another person. All right. So, yes, dating this older man, he was trying to call himself my sugar daddy, but I actually really was in love with him. I still love him. He's a great person. He has a great heart. He has a great soul. He has emotional intelligence, but he wasn't a healed divine masculine, and that's what I need in my life, is a healed divine masculine man, because I am a healed divine feminine woman. So he came to me at the beginning essentially asking me to help him to be healed, and I gladly took on that role of the healer. And he was so appreciative of at first, and then, you know how relationships go, like, I don't know, people change as they go along, they stop appreciating you, they start taking you for granted, and blah, 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 and one person hurts another person, and then it causes them to guard themselves, and I think the biggest problem in the relationship was his emotional unavailability. He has emotional intelligence and he's able to talk about his emotions, but he wasn't emotionally available in the sense that I needed him to be, because I have a very open heart and I need another person to also open their heart to me because it's not an equal energy exchange if I'm giving my all to somebody and they can't give their all back to me. So I started pouring so much of my love and energy into him, and he was trying to pour other means of energy into me, which was money, because he couldn't really give me that emotional energy that I needed. But it started to become super imbalanced, and I started drifting away from the things that are really important to me, which is talking about stuff like on my podcast. Like, I haven't done an episode since October, and that's because my mind's been consumed with this man. And it's my fault too, because I can't properly compartmentalize myself. Like, when I'm dedicated to someone, I want to pour my everything into them. And that's something that I have to work on as a person, is learning how to tell somebody no, and structuring my time more efficiently for myself, and being able to like shut off that part of the brain. But it's also really hard, because when you're sexually intimate with another person and you're sharing DNA with them, especially if you're not using protection, and basically, I'm just gonna say this, they come inside of you, or you're swallowing their cum from a blowjob, sperm actually can change your genetic code, and it actually can start to mind control you. And that's pretty crazy, right? So, like, I was connected to this man in a way that I cannot explain. By, like, I would know when he was thinking about me. I would know when he was sexually pleasuring himself to me. You know, I started wanting to do things for him that he probably was thinking in his brain that he wanted me to do for him. So, this is because I'm super tapped into energy. Like, I can listen to the cells in my body and they can tell me what I need. And that's only because I've cleared my channels in my body, and that's why I'm able to do this. But anyways, that's some real raw honesty for you. But yeah, so I started going away from the things that are really important to me. But I will say that he helped me to heal some trauma inside of me that I needed to be healed. So, like, some sexual repression that I had developed from my childhood. When your dad is a pastor, you know, sex is looked on very differently. And there's some beauty in this as well, but there's also some darkness in this, because when you're sexually repressed, sex is important for manifesting wealth. And if you're completely closed off sexually, then you probably aren't going to be able to, I don't know, attract wealth and whatnot, because everything goes hand in hand. Like, if you're closed off in any of your energy centers in your body, then that cuts you off from receiving certain types of energy. And this is something that I learned through my relationship with him, and also learning about sex magic, sex manifestation, learning just about opening your energy centers and being with a person who is sexually open, who is super wealthy. I learned all these things from him, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm so incredibly grateful for everything that he taught me. We were complete opposites when we met, of like me being more sexually repressed and him being overly sexual. So, I mean, the purpose of us coming together was in the hopes that we could balance each other out, because that's how the universe likes to work. It likes to try to bring people together that can help to balance each other out. However, if the other party doesn't recognize the beauty in how the universe designs things and see the benefits of this balance, then they're not going to appreciate that. So, you know, that's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate that he couldn't see that balance that we were trying to bring to each other's life. And maybe he did, but he wasn't appreciating me to the level that I needed to be appreciated and loved and cared for. So, anyways. So yeah, that's been my last 9 months of just back and forth of us doing this, like, pulling, chasing, pushing, chasing, pushing, chasing, pushing, pulling. Very interesting, right? So we both have trauma in our past relationships that has pushed us away from each other. My trauma was from my past marriage of feeling like I was going to be controlled by another person, verbally abused by another person, stuck somewhere where I'm not able to be my full self. And I started seeing some of that coming out in him, and it scared the fuck out of me. So I wanted to run away when I started to see that come out. And I started seeing a repeating pattern, some like narcissism coming out, lack of empathy coming out, just lower consciousness than where I'm at. So I'm not going to accept that. And here's where we transition this episode into learning how to value yourself and what I've learned from it. So when I met this man, I knew he was struggling and he was going through a hard time and he needed to do some healing work on himself. So I did some energy healing from him, some sound healing, a bunch of different things for him. I was kind of being like his spirit guide as well. And even though he wasn't where I was at in my healing process, in my awakening process, in my ascension process, I still accepted that for some reason because I hadn't valued myself yet. I hadn't learned to value myself yet. And I tend to do this sometimes, is meeting, like, I find guys that are like amazing, and then like I see their potential and where they could go, but like you can't date off potential. You have to see people for who they are. And I always see the best in people because, like, I don't have that much darkness in me. So we see people as we are because everyone is a mirror for us. So I always see the good in people. And sometimes I forget to pay attention to the red flags, to the negatives side of them. And I'm always trying to help them become like the best version of themselves. And that's guys and girls. But I learned through him, through my best friend, through other friends I met, like how I need to value myself more and how I need to find a man and partner and friends and everybody who's on my level. Like, you need to rise up and meet me on my frequency. I'm not going to lower myself to meet you at your level. And it takes experience to learn this about yourself. It takes so much experience and trial and error to finally come to these realizations. So now, going forward, if I try to date somebody, which it might be a while because, I don't know. I feel like usually I'm more powerful when I'm not dating somebody. I can usually accomplish more. I think that has a lot to do with the testosterone levels in my body. Most of the food that I consume is has more testosterone in it than estrogen. But I also think that I am balanced and I can switch on and off my masculine and feminine real quick when I need to. So, and this is also a skill that I developed through experience and putting myself in awkward, weird situations and learning the human psyche, learning the male psyche, the female psyche. When you are around a lot of people, when you're interacting with a lot of people, and you know how to read energy, you know how to shift and move depending on if it's a male or a female. So this is what I learned about valuing myself and trying to find somebody who's going to meet me on my level. And I need a divine masculine in my life, a man who's doing things for humanity, who wants to support me in my purpose and my mission while I'll also support him in his purpose and his mission. I want someone who's as selfless as me, who's as giving as me, who's as loving as me. I need to find that equal of me. So going forward, I'm going to be so incredibly picky about who I choose. And I would have never been able to learn all these things about myself if I hadn't been in Miami, because there's just not as much there. Like, most people are pretty much the same in Montana. Like, there's some open-minded people, there's some culture, but it's nothing like Miami. And the beautiful thing about Miami is that there's so many cultures here and there's so many perspectives here and there's so many different types of relationships here. You know, there's open relationships and there's just casual relationships. Like there's everything. And it helps you to discover, like, what you want, what you're going to allow in your life, how to be more open sexually. And it's just like living in a city expands you so much. And I'm so grateful to be here. I have manifested my dream life in a very quick amount of time. I'm living on Ocean Drive in Miami, Miami Beach. This is like one of the most desired places to live in Florida, in Miami. And I am a master manifester, so I'm so glad to be here. And this guy that I was dating, he wanted me to move to Georgia in this small little town where people are closed-minded. And I basically gave him an ultimatum and I said, listen, I don't want to just move to Georgia. I want Miami and I want Georgia, because he lives in a lake house. He used to have a condo here in Miami, but he sold it. He still has one at a fancy place here. But I told him, no, I don't want to just be in Georgia. I want both lives. I want to travel often. I want the beach. I want the peaceful lake house. I'm not going to settle. I know what I deserve. I know what I can find. I am a high value woman. I am a rare little unicorn floating around this multiverse. So anytime a man is going to ask me to settle for less than a life than I know I deserve, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to run away. And I'm a goddess. I have reached goddess status through my mindset, through understanding the universe, through understanding quantum physics, through understanding past lives. So if any man wants me in his life, then he is going to have to give me the life that I want and desire. If I'm going to have to give up all my dreams and etc. to support him in his mission for humanity, which I'm also going to support that, then I'm going to need the life that I deserve. And I know that might sound like, who does this girl think she is? I value myself. I know how rare I am. There's so very few girls around Miami like me. And I am going to continue to keep finding elevated people, keep finding more elevated friends, keep finding elevated men, keep finding elevated situations and experiences that I can be a part of. Because I am all about growth and evolution. I will never stop growing and I will never stop evolving. And I will never stop asking the universe to put me in positions where I have to grow. So, anyways, that's just who I am. And this episode is not anything like the rest of the episodes that I've done on this season so far. It's more of a personal one. The context is not as complex as I've talked about, but I know that sometimes people just want to hear, you know, things that are more relatable, and dating life and adjusting to a new environment and all that are sometimes relatable. So anyways, that is this episode. That is the closure of this episode. And again, as I said, I'm going to be starting to do a video podcast coming up for the next season when I move into my new apartment. I'm going to be moving into a new apartment February 1st with an ocean view. And I cannot wait for this experience because it's going to, when I look at the ocean, I just feel calm and it inspires me. So I have this whole plan in my head planned out. And yeah, so thanks for tuning in tonight, this episode of Opalization, and I will see you again on a next episode. I will not be going so many months again without recording. Adios.